Well, thank you very much for your very warm introduction to myself. I have joined the ISIS meeting in a hotel, not this building, but it is the first time for myself to visit this very traditional, famous building, and I'm very so impressed. It is a great pleasure to be given a very precious opportunity to discuss with very distinguished member in this room in this occasion. My name is Morimoto. I'm a national security and defense specialist and former defense minister under the DPJ government of Japan. I personally first defense minister coming from a private sector, and because I have served government for almost 30 years, 15 for Civil Defense Air Force as a military officer, and also I changed a job to the Foreign Service Officer, and I have served MOFA, Ministry of Foreign Affairs, for 15 years. Usually a national security specialist has two backgrounds, one is a military, one is a foreign policy. Fortunately, I have two backgrounds for my specialist. I have served as deputy director of the 2nd Southeast Asia Division of Asian Affairs Bureau main office, which is in charge ASEAN, especially Malaysia. So I have been to this country many times, but a long time ago. First time was late 1970. Also, after that, I remember the Mr. Mahathir came to Tokyo as a Minister of Education, if my memory is correct. It's a long time ago, since Malaysia has a significant developed. This is so impressive. Looking around the international community, more than 60 nations has been facing a very serious domestic confusion, disturbance, violence, anti-government activities due to the mismanagement most of economic and financial policy, differential wage, human rights, and religious confrontation, and oppressive policy for the ruling party. The nature of this these activity is leaderless, leaderless oriented. If you look at disturbance in Hong Kong, we don't know who is a single leader. Quite frankly, we don't know yet. Maybe some leader, but they have no single leader. That is one of the most unique symptoms of this kind of confusion. Social media preparing to escalate this activity. But however, United Nations or a regional framework had nothing to do, especially so difficult to intervene domestic problem. So this is happening surrounding us. On the other hand, it seems to be unlikely a large scale of conflict or war, happen. I don't think so. But possible scenario is a hybrid conflict, such as Crimea incident. That is a special type of conflict escalating a gray zone station in addition to space and cyber or AI or big data, 5G or autonomous or quantum computer, 3D printer, unmanned system, robotics, such kind of emerging technology will be a serious impact to the peace and stability of not only international society, but also a possible very complicated conflict in the world in the future. So especially a protection of intelligence, intellectual property is very crucial for national security. That is an overview. And today the time is limited. I would like to specifically China and Korean Peninsula, that both are very crucial Northeast Asia issue. So I would like to discuss China. But looking back last 30 years since the end of Cold War in 1989 or German unification in 1992, we have absolutely no new world order yet. Rather, Trump administration tried to terminate or broken down or walk out the existing framework which were established since the end of Cold War, such as the WTO, Paris Treaty, INF Treaty, JCPOA with Iran, even the NAFTA was renegotiated, and some trade agreement with some. Allied nation were reviewed. On the other hand, during that time, the world has a very rapid growth of economy has been reached. Most of underdeveloped country has a significant economic development, especially Southeast Asia. Looking at each region, the most poorest country the peoples of very low income, such as less than $1.25 per day, used to be almost a 2.3 billion people in 1990. But after that 20 years, it's almost less than 10% among 7.3 billion population. During that time, developed countries stalled. Quite frankly, I have no significant impression that Japan has been developed for the last 30 years in economic sense. But the underdeveloped country economic growth is very, very significant. Especially a Chinese change is most significant. In 1990, almost a two-third of Chinese population is almost poor, most poorest level, but it become almost zero by the year of 2020. And as you know, after the Cold War, the 20 years after the Cold War, 21 China passed by Japan to become number two economic power in the world. Xi Jinping now indicated the people as a vision that China will be catching up United States and passing through the China by 2050 to become number one country in the world. This is a Chinese vision. As you know, 2050 is a significant meaning because 2049 is the 100th anniversary of New China. The many specialists, especially American social specialists, believe two methodology. First methodology is that nation and the society will become economic development. This country and society will be more free and democratized. The many political leaders of United States believe this methodology, such as President Bush, Mr. Clinton, Mr. Obama, even the first year of Trump, intend to make a best cooperation relationship with China. And American policy with China was, as you know, engagement. They do not regard China as enemy. Chinese economy is, why the Chinese economy is a significant country change? I think this is Deng Xiaoping's legacy. Since the late 1970s, he made a reform and open door approach and to take into foreign investment to make infrastructure to produce good and to sell and also to sell and export to another country to get the foreign currency to distribute to the labor. So people's living income is sharply down, sharply up. That kind of reform and open door policy is stimulated by globalization. But looking at the nation which agriculture, center of agriculture under the socialism or social economy is successful, such as China and Vietnam. On the other hand, industrial socialism is not successful for the development. If you look at Russia and North Korea, it's a skin country change. Even the both country has a socialist country. Maybe a productivity is quite different. Back to the subject. But anyway, the first methodology the last 20 years the American government believes this methodology will be realistic, but that was seriously mismanaged. But the second methodology is, even so, if Chinese economy will be developed, Chinese power will be growth and developed, United States can manage the China through very tight alliance or close alliance relationship, and also superiority or advantage of technology and military. That is a second methodology. I think this is a absolutely misinterpretation or misunderstanding. In 2019, Xi Jinping made a very important speech in the 19th Chinese Communist Party Central Committee, saying that Chinese socialism encouraged each country as an independence, and Chinese development is a model of underdeveloped country. Looking at this Xi Jinping's remark, Americans government realized the two kind of methodology was very serious misinterpretation. CIA analyzed Chinese recent history, especially the last 30 years. I have talked with CIA people, but basically this concept is studied by single book. That is a very famous book, Michael Pillsbury. Title is China 2049. This book indicates what kind of Chinese ambition or hegemonic ambition tried to catch up United States to the great power. And they are not hesitating to cheating Americans' policy. But Americans always, that China will be back to the reform and the open door policy to cooperate with United States. But that was absolutely wrong. Then, as you know, the United States issued National Security Strategy in December 2017 at this time. And the next month, January 2018, United States issued National Defense Strategy, and also concentrated context of this strategy, Vice President Pence made a very famous speech in Hudson Institute, October 2018. And also last month, October 2018, Vice President Pence and the second Pence speech in Wilson Center. Defense Secretary Mr. Mattis, a very famous speech in Shangri-La, that was in June 2018. All the speech regards the Chinese country, or China, as a revisionist, and also a strategic competitive nation with United States. And this Americans' strategy toward China is absolutely denying The Modernization Theory. Modernization Theory, as I said, always any country will be an economic development. That society or that country will be free, democratic. That was absolutely wrong. Even China will be developed. United States cannot manage the China through very close and tight allied relationship, also a superiority or advantage of not only military but also technology. I think the last 2 years, US-China relationship is absolutely changed. If you look at the US-China relationship, it consists of three elements. One is the economy. Economy consists of imbalance, almost $400 billion of surplus for United States. But China never compromised. Then the both countries increase the tax for 4 stages. But even so, I think Americans' huge surplus is not be declined. It's not to be reduced. Through the US-China dialogue, always US say, okay, China, you have to pay, you have to buy the American goods, such as especially agriculture product. China say, no, Americans have to reduce the tax for American goods to export to the United States. Both point is absolutely two way. So far, American surplus, trade surplus, number one is China, number two Mexico, number three Japan, number four Germany. But that very serious. Second is investment. Chinese company invest to the United States for absorption or emerging American country to get technology information from United States to China. Utilize civil military fusion. Sometimes they realize this technology and information was used to make a new modern type of defense equipment. So America has an anti-investment committee to absolutely cut down, exclude the Chinese investment to the United States. That is the second item of economy. Third is intellectual property, including Huawei, ZTE, or surveillance camera. Sometimes this equipment has chips, and information will be transferred from chips to satellite to the Chinese government. So Chinese intelligence forces has almost all very important photograph of Americans, not only a military officer, but also a key person who getting out and getting in to the White House. I think Americans realize this stealing the intellectual property is a 1918. But anyway, to economy, the three kind of categories is consistent. trade and investment, intellectual property. Especially white world. As you know, okay. Maybe most of the people know the American presidential election system. I think they are competing. They are competing 538 delegate. Each state delegate is a number of senator and congressmen. Look at the American senator. It's a 2 from 50 state, total 100 senator. And House of Representatives, they call the congressmen or congresswomen, total 435. It's up to the population. It's almost 700,000 for one congressman position. So, for example, California is the biggest state. They have 52 delegate or congressmen. So, delegate number of delegate is a total of senators and congressmen. So, for example, the California is a 2 senators and 52 congressmen, total 54. So if we can count the senator 100 and the congressman 435, total 535 plus special district such as Washington DC is a 3, they have 3. Total 538 delegate. That is a how to say a base number of delegate which the presidential candidate tried to get it. If a Democratic candidate win one state, he can get all delegate of this state. 535, 38, half of 269. That means that one of the candidate get 270, he will be president. They don't have to make more delegate. But looking back, the 2016 presidential election, Mr. Trump get 306, and he won. But problem is Americans is absolutely divided. West Coast and the East Coast is democratic, because they are international, and multi population such as Americans, minority, Hispanic, Asian, and black and white, all West Coast and the East Coast. That is a democratic. But center is a center that very nationalistic, exclusively white. They do not nothing. When I was Washington, almost one-fourth of a congressman has no passport. And they are looking for best hand or wife and husband around 2 miles. That means absolutely countrymen. But the key is Pennsylvania. They have a delegate of 20, and Michigan 10, and Wisconsin, 16, total 46. They are industrial state. However, they have huge agriculture product. They export. Now that Mr. Trump pushed China, okay, why don't you buy agriculture of central state? But if Trump, Mr. Trump will lose these three states, 20, 10, 16, total 46, 306 minus 46 is 2016, it's less than 2017. Absolutely, he lose. So agriculture product of central state is a key. So always Trump push not only China, but also Japan. Japan, why don't you buy agriculture? Agriculture means that beef, pork, beans, corn, sometimes potato. That is current U.S. China and U.S. Japan agricultural and trade negotiation is directly connected to the presidential election. Okay, back to the subject. As I said, the economy is consists of investment, trade, and intellectual property. National security, they have three elements. One is that one belt, one road. But as you know, I don't have to explain in detail. One belt, one road. Second is the maritime advancement. Not only South China Sea, but also East China Sea. And also recently they passed through the first and second line to the Solomon. The Washington was very shocked. The Solomon had the diplomatic relationship with China and to walk out from their relationship with Taiwan. So third island change means that in the 2008, Chinese naval commanders hinting to the Americans commander-in-chief, who is commander-in-chief Pacific region, that China would like to divide it. East Pacific is American Sea, but West Pacific from Hawaii to the east coast of Africa. That is a Chinese ocean. Chinese ocean. That is the Chinese ambitions. Also, military modernization program. Very significant military modernization program. Looking back the history, U.S. Sino-Soviet border is almost 7,500 kilometer in a Cold War. Russia's deployed almost one-fourth of total 5.5 million personnel in a Far East. Therefore, China deploys almost less than 2 million. It's almost 1.8 million Chinese People's Liberation Army along Sino-Soviet border. But after the Cold War, Soviet walked out from Mongolia. Many Central Asia was independent. Now Sino-Soviet border is less than 2,500 kilometers. the Russia's ground force is far east is almost 90,000. That's just 90,000. China, significantly reduced the army. It's less than total Chinese military forces. Less than half. Well, if you look at the Americans, Americans are 1.3 million, but Americans' army is 480,000, less than 40, less than 40%. So each big country is the army is less than 50. Unfortunately, our self-defense is still almost 60%. But so anyway, China reduced army to increase the navy and to expand their power projection in the blue ocean, because this is no boundary in the blue ocean. That is a recent indication or symptom to the South China Sea, not only South China Sea, but also we are facing a day-by-day Chinese invasion to our territorial water of Senkaku in East China Sea. They send naval ships to invade our territorial water of Senkaku more than 70 times last year. This year, more than 100 times. We always indicated or protested to China, but China doesn't care. But that is a security. And the third is a technology. They have a very small country promoting emerging technology to use military to civilian fusion. And they have a national intelligence legislation to order the each Chinese people who are educating or researching overseas to get the information from that country to provide the Chinese government. This is the obligation of Chinese national intelligence legislation. I'm a chancellor, but I have a security class, two security class. More than half of Chinese students, all students open their personal computer to record my remarks, unlike Japanese student. Japanese students sometimes sleeping. But I am very nervous to distribute the material. Maybe they to bring this material to the Chinese embassy in Tokyo. United States, almost 360,000 Chinese student, researcher, undergraduate, graduate, and researcher to study the Americans. But United States exclude all Chinese students and researchers by Defense Authorization Bill, which will pass through this year, to shrink to the visa from 5 years to 1 year. And they never refresh the visa. So Chinese student is absolutely excluded from American society recently. But still, China says that all technology and information to use for Chinese production 2025, it's very famous Chinese policy. So I think China has ambition. Unfortunately, Americans realize, and even American leadership will change through the presidential election. I don't think Americans are basic policy to China will change. I don't think so. Well, I would like to touch upon the Hong Kong and Taiwan. I think I'm very pleased to answer your question if you have. Time is very limited. I would like to touch upon the Korean Peninsula. The Korean Peninsula, we have many agenda. But one is that Japan, South Korea, it's so serious at present. What is going on, I explain. The second is US, South Korea. Yes, are okay. The third is US, North Korea. So I would like to touch upon exclusively 3 points. One is that Japan, Korea. As you know, we Japan governed as a colony of Korean Peninsula by the end of World War II. And we walk out and they independent in 1949. But unfortunately, our private sectors acquisition Korean worker for industry. In 1965, Park Chung-hee, he used to be a military officer. He studied our Royal Army Cadet School in Japan. When the lieutenant, he was back to South Korea and to join the fighting on the Korean War in 1950 as an intelligence officer. Then the Park Chung-hee became a major. He had a military coup to the president. But he's very close to Japan. He can speak Japanese very well. He knows almost everything in Japan. The many connection with our politician. Then he tried to basic agreement with Japan. That was a 1965 Japan ROK basic agreement. But in addition to we paid almost $500 million this time. 1975, $500 million, this is almost more than 10 times of South Korean annual budget. The huge money. But in addition to, we have another agreement to prevent the claim of World War II to the Japanese government. So three agreement was set up. So even if one Korean person has a claim or a complaint, our house was damaged by Japanese, but South Korean government have to manage because we paid $500 million. So South Korea's promise, okay, South Korea is in charge almost everything, claim and sacrifice and damage, this money. That was a basic international agreement between both countries. But private person, Korean private person, has some sacrifice from private company. He or they tend to bring their claim of case before the local court. Last October, Supreme Court overruled the Japanese company's guilty pay for the former South Korean wartime requisitions workers. It's a long time, long words. But again, former South Korean wartime requisitions workers. This is a final decision by Supreme Court of South Korea. Japanese government, this is a violation of 1965 Basic Agreement. We cannot accept such kind of requirement. This is absolutely sovereignty and sovereignty was fighting each other. In that case, according to the international law, I think both countries have to ask for the international society to make judgment. But South Korea say no. South Korea say no. So therefore, our position is a repeated failure of Republic of Korea to take a step toward constitution of arbitration board. Arbitration board is some sort of mediate between both countries, mediate responsibility to both countries. But even so, South Korea reject arbitration board, which are basically the agreed dispute settlement procedure provided under the Japan-South Korea agreement constitute further breaches of agreement. In addition to the breach already caused by series of judgment of Supreme Court of Republic of Korea last year, last October, as well as related judgment and procedure. But therefore, we strongly ask for the settlement of this dispute require Republic of Korea to remedy the accumulated breaches of international law. Our country renew its request for the Republic of Korea to take concrete action for that purpose of immediately. But South Korea say no. This is not unfortunately solution. Our government took not retaliation, but we look into the South Koreans' bureaucratic procedure is the violation of international law or not. Then a prime minister's order that Japan exclude class A or white country of South Korea from export control regime. That decision was made July this year. The South Koreans got very angry because this is a Japanese retaliation. We don't think this is a retaliation because South Korea's export control is very mismanaged. Even we export something, they transfer this material to the another country, sometimes be used a chemical weapon or some other very lethal weapon system. So we do not trust the South Korea's export control system. Then we have to South Korea to exclude class A of to export control. Then South Korea cleared up the retaliation to terminate GSOMIA last August. GSOMIA originally was expected to sign June 2012 when I was defense minister. I was a Congress. But I received a memo, small memo. But today, South Korea rejected to sign the agreement. That was the June 2012. The 3 years negotiation, in addition to the very strong American pressure, South Korea finally agreed upon GSOMIA with Japan November 23rd, 2016. According to this agreement, one country would like to withdraw this agreement. They have to notify to another side 3 months in prior to. That was August 23rd this year. So South Korea government notified the walkout of this agreement through our embassy in Seoul. Then America absolutely...
Okay. Half an hour? Okay.
No. Just 5 minutes. The South Koreans, Americans got very angry because U.S. South Korea have GSOMIA. Japan, U.S. has a GSOMIA. Japan, South Korea has nothing. So a trilateral security framework was absolutely broken down. So Americans had a very strong pressure to come back South Korea. So South Korea suspend this decision as long as Japan will discuss export control measure between both countries. So director level discussion will be coming this weekend. And the conclusion will be Japan, China, and South Korea summit meeting, which will be held December 23rd, 24th, 25th, Seito, Chinese city. Export control is very crucial. Finally, in addition to U.S. has very serious negotiations with ROK, that is a host nation support. This year, South Korea paid $220 million U.S. dollars host nation support. But Trump asked for the more than 5.5 times, almost $4.7 billion U.S. dollars host nation support to South Korea. South Korea cannot pay for. But this agreement should be negotiated and final agreement by the end of this year to be ratified the South Korea Congress by the this year. But otherwise doesn't work. So there's a lot of the problem among three nations. China try to dislink or some decoupling among three countries For example, Wang Yi visited to South Korea to talk to the President of Moon on more close relationship with China and South Korea. So next year, we have an Olympic, new emperor, and the economic is good, but China-US relations and Korean Peninsula, North Korea may launch the new type of missile, nuclear testing, and the Persian Gulf. We have many headache, and this area is not so peaceful. Olympic game is that peaceful. Otherwise, we have to carefully dealing with security policy. Otherwise, we cannot expect peace and stability in Asia. That is my personal concern. Thank you very much. I stop my presentation, and I'm very pleased to answer your question. Thank you very much.